Hey guys, it's Sierra
and Judy
coming at you with another episode for Love That For You. Sorry for the delay this week. It's been kind of a week from hell, so
it was mostly my fault. I got the flu shot and, well,
one thing led to another.
Got a little sick, so.
And then I think the same day that she started to feel meh, I started to also too feel meh. So we just called it a day and decided that we must rest instead, because that is needed once in a while.
Because rest is best. Do you like that? That came from my heart.
I love it. You know, and it's good to be interesting.
Oh! Oh my gosh. I can't believe how long that took me. I gotta go. You know, if you are online dating right now, if you are in that world,
like just me,
dad joke it up a bit. Pun it up, okay? Because,
girl, I love a good pun.
Seriously, open with it, lead with it, talk about it. Puns are such a good way to connect with people. I would not be dating somebody who wasn't punny.
I could not date someone who did not like puns either. Puns are the way of life. I swipe more on guys who have good puns than the guys who have the toilet seats up, the fish, the fish photos that men post.
I don't even know. I'm not on dating sites anymore. Thank the Lord.
I'm glad you got out. I'm still serving my time.
Well, everyone has a time. Mine was definitely there.
I'm still serving my life sentence at this point.
Life sentence? No, but like through Messenger, almost every day John will send me some kind of funny pun. Just like, who are you? It's pretty great.
I need something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Find yourself someone punny. Your life will be better for it.
Yep. I want to get into it with the highs and the lows of the week.
The highs and the lows.
Ooh.
I know we should have like a, we'll talk about it later, but we should have like little soundbite intros, but they're from us.
I love the fact that we talk about stuff that we should do for the pod on the pod. And it's just like,
it's called being inventive in the moment.
Or we're just really great at being ADHD and talking about these things on the pod.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But like, you know, so my thing right now is listening to podcasts. Over the last 2 years of having COVID, I've really gotten into podcasts, listening to them. Obviously now doing one, but
inspo.
Yeah. So this morning I was listening to two of my favorite ones, and one of the guys, Joe, was talking about how he always ends up coming up with their next idea for the pod or something on it on the pod. So I'm like, oh yeah, I can relate.
I think that should be our themes week. We should listen, or we should list the podcasters that we love listening to so that our listeners can also, too, take part.
Okay, clickbait from Bachelor Nation. If you are a bachelor, why are you looking at me like that? Gosh, you're so rude. If you are a bachelor, bachelorette, bachelor in paradise, any kind of bachelor fan, clickbait is actually really great. But it's like, it's not one of the super clickety-click, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Bachelor. It has Joe from Bachelor in Paradise and Natasha, who I love. And right now they have Tia on there because Tasha is hosting. Tasha, gotta go. Tasha is hosting The Bachelorette right now. But it's just, it's really nice. They talk about, like, what happened on the last episode. And then they get into this part. They call it the clickbait. And so Natasha will talk about something, like, really deep from the week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last week they talked about being mindful, and I don't know the intentionality behind it, but it's really nice.
Shadig.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Yeah. That and then our girls.
Giggly Squad. Yes, we'll post that something on the gram, give you some more info, but, I mean, yeah.
But I don't shuffle through podcasts like I shuffle through Netflix, so I don't know that I could bring something every week.
I don't think we need to do it every week. This
monthly.
Week.
Ooh, we could do it monthly. What you listening to?
I don't know how I feel about the name of it, but we're on the right track.
Okay. Ears up.
Ears up like a rabbit?
Well, when... I don't know anything about rabbits, but if they perk their ears up, they're alert. So maybe, you know, I don't know. We'll get into the...
We'll find that out. I love how we just like...
Oh my gosh. Shoot. Okay, so what's your high for the week?
Shit. My high of the week is that today I have day off. It is Thursday, Veterans Day. I love working for a company who gives you paid holidays off. So that'll be nice. And then I got my girls' weekend this weekend with my friend Anna. So I'm super jazzed about that. We're going to have a sleepover sitch. It'll be fun at her new place. Your high for the week?
My high is getting to house sit because there's two really cute dogs here. Okay, don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just like, I'm questioning why you're holding a Swiffer all of a sudden.
I don't know. It was down here on the table and... I do have ADHD.
I would stop waving around near your drink, though.
It's fine.
That seems just gross.
Builds your immune system. It's great.
After your immune system just already took a hit?
I know. That was a hard time. No, I'm house-sitting the cutest little dogs in the world that are currently locked in a room because they can't behave.
One of them can. The other one just needs constant attention, love, and affection, which is a vibe.
Like me.
I don't know if I need it anymore. I've just gotten so single.
so single. And then because I'm house sitting, I get to use a Peloton bike for a week. Well, for more than a week, but so basically me and Cody Rigsby get to like hang out virtually. It's pretty
great. Should I be jealous? Should I be concerned about that relationship building?
Probably.
Okay. Of words with Cody.
Yeah. If I could just pick someone off of reality TV or some kind of star or something like that, would definitely be Cody. He just seems so chill and down to earth, and he always is working in Brittany, so I'm about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down for it.
Yeah.
Your low for the week?
Well, my low is the same as your low, so you can just say it.
You're leaving.
My job.
Tomorrow is your last day.
Which flew by, but honestly, it flew by because...
you cheated and got to go on vacay.
I only went on vacay for a day and a half outside of my normal work week, so calm down.
It didn't feel like that. It felt like a week.
No, it's because there was some, like, details that needed to be worked out between my current employer and my new employer, so... Trying to get all of that hammered away kind of, it made my 2 weeks seem really not like 2 weeks. It's felt like a few days, which I really hate.
Yeah.
So it's probably the first time I'm leaving a company and I'm like incredibly sad about it.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, no, I guess not because I've never left a company I've liked.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be the first place where I feel like the company actually... holds true to their values and strengths. I know sometimes things happen, but for the most part, they're a pretty ridiculously amazing company.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I almost just asked you what your low for the week was, even though we had the same low.
I'm truly devastated that you're leaving.
You're like, I'll just say it again.
I just don't like it.
I know.
I think it needs to be talked more about.
I know. I'm really nervous because...
You're going to do great at your job, though. That's the thing. I mean, listen, you're leaving a job who is so sad that you're leaving. I think that, you know, that speaks volumes. I mean, and that's coming from a really great employer, you know? So I think that you're going to do great at this new job. I'm super jazzed for you when you can get an assistant director.
Sure. Sure, I'll just...
Just go ahead and float me in. But yeah, it's a fun time. Really not much, too much this week. I mean, besides the fact that both of our lows would also be our Tuesday, where Judy got hit by a flu shot train, if you will. And then
I was like, what did I get hit by?
A flu shot train, where it wanted to reverse and just keep going back and forth. And then mine was my headache that I had on Tuesday. Something truly evil happened on Tuesday, I feel like. There's just something evil in the air. I don't know what it was. I'm not a fan. Anyway, now it's over. Jumping in with self-care. Do you want to go first? You want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. So yesterday I started using the gratitude app. Obviously, I can't give a lot of insight to it now because it was one day that I actually, you know.
But does it seem like user-friendly?
It does seem user-friendly. And I think the nice thing is that I think for me, taking the time to journal or do anything similar to that, I just don't have the patience to sit there and get that mindset. So having the app where it's kind of like a fast-paced journaling sort of situation is really nice. It's a new experience that I think that I'll actually stick with.
Hmm.
So I'll let you know next week. And
you know, I have an app, and I didn't put it on here, so yeah, I could have. But it's called High and Low.
Really?
Yeah.
Why does it sound familiar?
I don't even know where it's at right now. Hold on. Yeah, High Low. It is, I think you do have to pay like a dollar or whatever it is. But the nice thing is, and I'll maybe put something up in the pod or on the gram so you guys can see it. But like, it's got a really quick, it's definitely
God. Wow. Okay. First of all, let's talk about how that's your aesthetic.
That's primarily why I purchased this. And then I was like, okay. And the fact that you can be able to add a little emoji at the very top.
I really like that.
And then you can chart your stuff. And then I think it's just really nice. I don't like my entries that I'm looking at right now, so those will go bye-bye.
Can you change the aesthetic, or is that just how it comes?
I don't know. I think that, honestly, I think the high and low came from an artist who I follow on Instagram who does a lot of really cool hand-drawn, like, flowers, and her aesthetic is black and white.
I like that.
So I think that that's probably, I don't know if you can change the aesthetic per se, but I will definitely dabble and see if that's something doable. But it's a black and white aesthetic thing. I love just how simple it is.
Yeah, I really like the simplicity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should dabble around in it, and then we'll let each other know next week.
Yeah, I definitely want to know more about your gratitude thing.
Okay, so, well, I want to ask you about yours, because I don't understand how you'd use this to release your stress, I guess.
For me, if I realize that I'm forgetting a task, it really stresses me out. Okay. And this is the easiest way that I have found that helps me, like, manage my day, if you will. So the app I have is called Minimalist. And you can actually download it as a widget in your lock screen on your iPhone. So you can literally then, you can view your other lists if you want to, but it's super easy to navigate. You can have as many lists as you want. I think I did pay for like the one-time $5 thing so I can do different things with it. I don't remember exactly why. But I have checklists that I can then add onto my list quickly, and then I swipe it and just cross it off. It's easier than having to use notes, in my opinion. And the fact that I can do like my shopping list and I don't have to open my app, that was a huge thing when I was grocery shopping during the pandemic. It was so hard to go to my list and then see what I needed to get out, and then, you know, just like the back and forth of it all, especially having a mask on. I'm having to type my code in, and then everyone is in your fucking business when they're at Costco. So it's just like, I was like, can I just have a moment? Like, no one needs whatever that you're looking for behind me. Just let me 1 second. I just need my list. So and especially for me, I am one of those people that forgets what they're intending to do when they walk into a room, that I have to go back into that room that I was just in to get my train of thought, catch it, and go back into the same room that I just wasn't, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I forget every time when I walk into a room and I'm like, what was I going to do? And I have to start all over again. So this helps me manage my stress level, and then I could just... Something is also super satisfying about crossing something off your list. I actually... You know what's sad? I forget that I put something on my list. I do the task anyway. Then I add it on my task list, and then I remove it.
Oh my gosh.
It's just so satisfying to know I've mentally checked something off. I already feel like I'm scatterbrained. This helps.
I get that. I can get that.
Especially for my shopping list, my returns. I have a list, a clear cut, you know, how I should be spending my days off if I have to do anything or look into that. Makes me feel a bit more productive. But yeah, that's my minimalist. And then we'll talk about our My High and Low app and your gratitude. I'm curious to see about your gratitude app, though.
Yeah, I don't think I can change the aesthetic on it.
What does yours look like?
Let me see.
Here, I'll take a screenshot and add it to the gram so you guys can see it. Granted, I'll probably do it after the pod.
Well, like, for today, it starts with something. So, like, today, my entry will be gratitude for love.
How cute.
So I have to post a picture of the person that I love the most deeply. Don't know who that will be.
Mine would be cheese.
It says person.
Cheese can be a person.
So sometimes. Chester the Cheeto Man?
Chester, yeah. Yeah. the cheetah on Cheetos.
That's funny. No, but I mean, I don't know. It even gives you examples, which I feel like is pretty odd. I don't think you need examples to figure out, like,
how to be. Are you kidding me? Shit, sometimes I need sometimes. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say. It's a fun time. But yeah. So, let's see here. Jumping in real quick. All right, so let's talk about what you're eating. I put down for this week favorite bubble tea / smoothie place, because I know you don't like boba.
I don't like boba, but I like milk teas.
I thought I was trying to be courteous and add some.
Well, I don't like smoothies, so we're at a place.
You don't like smoothies?
No. I'll go to Jamba Juice, but usually I'll end up getting something and then making 17 modifications.
But you still like smoothies.
It depends. I'm very picky. I don't like a lot of berries. I definitely don't like yogurt. Don't know why yogurt is a thing. I will never have yogurt in my fridge. Ever.
I think the listeners should know now, part of what you're eating. I'm very flexible when it comes to eating.
Flexible.
I'm very flexible on eating food, okay? Food, I'm like, I'm not, maybe not physically flexible, okay? Shit. Don't know why we need to go that far.
I think what you mean is not picky.
I'm not picky. I was trying to be nice. I wasn't trying to say, like, you're picky, and I'm not picky, but I wasn't trying to find it more. I was trying to, you're more detailed about what you
there
like. I was
are,
trying to find politically correct ways to say it.
There are more things I like than things I hate.
The list on my contact would say otherwise.
Really? Do you have every single food I like?
I don't think I've heard the list of things you like.
Yeah, because
I hear
it's too long.
I think we should look into this sometime.
Unbelievable. We're not doing that.
Okay. Well, anyway, I want to talk about two of my favorite locations so far. Well, technically, they're not locations. It's two favorite bubble tea places that happen to have one or more locations at it. I love Milk Tea in Beaverton. It's in downtown Beaverton. Parking is crazy there. It's only street parking for the most part. But they only are located in Oregon. I think the next one is located in Vegas in California. But they're really great. They do a la mode bobas where they put ice cream on top of it. And they do all sorts of really cool stuff, modifications. They give all of their boba in a glass jar because they're really concerned about, like, reusing and recycling and stuff like that. So they give you a glass jar for your boba that you can even buy a glass straw if you wanted to. But the glass jar is free. So you don't have to pay extra for an upgrade on that, which is really nice. And then my favorite location is Happy Lemon. There's a new location in Beaverton, off of Canyon. And then there's one in Tualatin, over in Bridgeport Village, next to California Peace Kitchen. So that's good.
What the heck is a bubble waffle?
Ah, so good.
Is it like a puffle waffle?
So it's like a, it's with a waffle. Puffs. Yeah, with the little puffs.
Yeah.
They have, you can get dipping sauces for them.
Yeah, I know. I've been to places.
They're so yummy. I love their, I know you're not going to like this. Matcha and red bean waffle is my favorite. I told you you weren't going to
just
like
the
it.
Red bean part.
Oh, it's really good. You don't really can tell the red bean part, but it's so good. I know. The matcha and the green, and matcha green tea and the red bean, so good.
See, I could do the matcha. I don't think I could live well in other cultures.
I would do well.
In a place that has a lot of boba.
Now, if I were stuck in, like, I don't know, an olive factory, I would starve. I don't like olives. That's the, like, one thing I don't really like. Also, I'm sorry. Actually, I probably should elaborate more. Sardines are absolute garbage.
Well, anchovies are the same. And, ugh. Yeah.
No.
Any little fish that comes in a can, I'm out.
Do you remember when Rachel and Ross were... when they're about to break up and she's like, he's like, no anchovies. She's like, extra anchovies. He's like, that's okay, I can pick it off. And make sure you dice it real well on the sauce and just put it in there.
Oh my gosh, this is so nasty.
You know when you hate someone and you get anchovies added into the sauce.
Yeah, well, he cheated on her.
Yeah, well, they were on a break.
They were not on a break.
I know they were
on a break. I joke to John all the time that we're on a break, and we are not on a break, ever. It's just a term.
Well, I'm really on a break, if that makes you feel better.
I'm on a break, just not from relationships. I'm on a break from...
my mental state. Shit.
Yeah.
That's an electric lighter, just so you know.
Super.
It's real cute. I thought the rose gold would be your aesthetic.
Oh.
It retracts. I've seen those ones on Amazon, too. Also, real quick, too, if anyone's ever interested in my Amazon, like, purchase history, let me know. I'll probably put it in the gram.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, some of my favorites that I've used. Because I truly do buy a lot from Amazon.
It's true. You do.
Things but that maybe, make my life easier.
And maybe you should do just, like, online shopping in general. Not limit it to Amazon.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're welcome.
I think we should look into it.
All right. My favorite places to get milk tea without boba. Because boba isn't the make or break of it. You know?
It's a wonderful addition for those who don't enjoy boba. They can, or who do like boba if you like milk tea. And
literally, you have to have the tea for the boba to go into. So I'm not really sure why you're all set up on your high horse with boba when you have to have the milk tea first. Then the boba. Boba is second to the really great thing, which is the milk tea.
I want you guys to know I'm scared in this moment because there's a lot of aggression being thrown at me.
There's no aggression.
I'm
feel
not
like
on a high horse.
Everyone is all about boba, 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 boba. But it really comes down to the milk tea. There's a lot of places that cannot pull off that honeydew milk tea that I get at Koba Grill. I can't get the same one at T-Bar. For some reason, it's different. And that's what it really comes down to is...
okay, sometimes I agree.
It's the mold that carries the accessories.
Okay. I'm not here to disagree. I'm here to agree that we have differences on where we stand on boba, and I think that we should leave it at that.
That's great.
Can we agree that we both have differences?
Sure, how do you order your boba?
I always get boba in mine.
No, how do you order your bubble tea?
My bubble tea?
Yeah.
Depends on what flavor drink I want, but it...
Flavor of what?
either milk tea or whatever mm-hmm. I have with it, and then I tailor it to the boba that I put
exactly.
into it.
It starts with the milk tea, people. Anyways.
Sometimes.
No, all the if time. I wanna... You can't start with boba. Then you just have, here, just give me your jellies. Just let me put them in a bowl and eat them with a spoon. Then it's not milk
I still
tea. It's
really,
not tea, then.
I still like that, too. Mm. There are some I could just eat with a spoon.
That's disgusting.
It's so good.
You might as well go hang out with people who like yogurt.
Well, I'm sorry to let you know, you are hanging out with someone who likes yogurt. I'm not anti-yogurt.
Yeah,
but guess what? I give you the respect that you deserve.
Nah, you're coming at me hard about this milk tea situation.
I'm not. You're the one who said that I was already on a high horse. First of all,
to be fair, you're taller than me, so it doesn't really take that much.
Shots have been fired. I didn't realize this was going to get so nasty.
You're my tall friend.
I didn't realize this was going to get nasty up in here.
It's not nasty. Okay, mm-hmm. Anyways, my two places are T-Bar in Northwest Portland, because I love that place. And since I used to work over there, I used to go there all the time and get milk tea without boba, because it's delicious. And then Just Tea in Southeast Portland, which I won't go to right now, because Southeast Portland is a scary place.
Portland is a scary place.
Yeah, but Northwest is still, like, fancy-dancy up on the top part. It's not down below. Mm. So it's a little less risque.
You know, actually, what I did the other night was I put together a list of places that are, like, my favorite food places and drink places. Just kind of, like, my favorite places colloquially that I would love to get feedback on. And maybe we can start adding to the list and places I want to try.
Yeah, I have a coffee list.
Yeah.
Going that has a lot on there.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
This is what you do when you get organized.
Sure.
Okay, well,
I guess we can move on
to what you're flexing.
Obviously Sierra will be leading the charge on that intro song.
No, I don't. I didn't like that myself. I had many regrets after I said that,
but yet you said it.
Hindsight is everything, my dear.
Hindsight is 20/20.
I don't want to go back there.
Okay, you go, I'll go. What? Okay, yeah. Well, I don't understand Netflix D, but that's fine.
What?
Did you just have a typo?
What do you mean, Netflix D?
It says Netflix D.
I don't have Netflix D.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So I watched, it's really just 4 episodes, but it's called Catching Killers on Netflix. 2 of the 4 episodes is actually about a killer in Oregon.
And I'm out.
Granted, this was like the 70s, but it was really funny to like watch it all break down and everything. And I think they were talking about this pub in Wilsonville, and I was like, I'm out.
Which pub?
JP's, something like that. JP's Pub.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've been there.
Well, you've been, Warwick? No, just kidding. Actually, he ended up not being the killer. It was someone up in Washington.
Oh, perfect. Our friends.
It's called the Happy Face Killer. And I'm like, yeah, because he would sign his notes when he finally was caught for another crime, that he was bragging about how he was like, yeah, I'm the happy face killer, and because he signed notes with a little smiley face on it.
Makes me not want to use the happy face emoji anymore.
No, but it was, you know, the first episode I think was in Seattle, and then this, you know, the last 3 and 4 were about Oregon, and I was like, son of a bitch. But it was a really interesting watch, to be quite honest. It's always a little fun to see your home state brought up, and you're like, ah, shit, here we go. anyway, yours?
Mine, the first one I put down is Dawson's Creek. I'm in the last season, which I'm super sad for. Wow, it's like 4:30, and Sierra's already over here yawning.
I didn't have coffee.
So, don't worry, it's coming.
Thanks, John.
You don't need to thank him here. He doesn't listen.
I know he doesn't listen, but you know what? There's gonna be a day.
I don't know. We'll see.
don't know. So last season of Dawson's Creek. Last season of
Dawson's Creek. Which, you know, I don't know if I ever watched the last season because I am not remembering anything and I'm crying a lot. And
may it also do with the fact that you're leaving and there's a lot of emotions being brought up?
I don't know. I mean, I cry a lot anyways. But I don't know. There's just something so special about Dawson's Creek. I think it's because it was just one of those shows that I grew up with.
I've never seen Dawson's Creek.
I think you should, but it takes a lot to get through because each episode is like 46 minutes, so it's like actually a lot, but it's worth it if you just...
As someone who has no romantic love life at the moment, like, I will go through that quickly.
Great.
I will go through that quickly.
All right, we'll just watch the first couple of episodes and see if it's your cup of tea.
Cool. I'm down.
That'll be great.
I want to talk about something a little less... depressing.
What are you talking about? Okay, it's a romantic comedy slash drama.
Mine.
Oh, because of,
yes.
Wait a second. I've seen this movie.
It's so good.
It took me a minute because I was like, oh my gosh, seriously, another thing about another Britney, another documentary about Britney. But then I was like, wait a second. Yes,
I love this movie.
This movie is strangely inspirational. So.
Do you know how sad I found a lot of that relatable? And the fact that she's like, I'm 28. And I'm like, I'm going to be 28 in February.
Yeah.
Hashtag Aquarius. Okay. I know. You're a Leo. You're fine. You just had one in August.
Yeah, where I turned 33.
I'm getting closer to my 30s. I do have an idea.
How sad for you that you're getting closer. I've been in it for 3 years.
Well, you can walk me through it. You
know,
you have to do the weird...
Okay, to be fair, the first years of my 30s have all been COVID. Like...
It's okay, my mid-20s were...
Great. Yeah.
My mid-20s where I was supposed to be whooping it up.
Whoop, whoop.
Unfortunately, I don't know where my whoop was.
No.
I can't find the will to whoop.
No.
But yeah, Britney runs a marathon on Amazon Prime.
So good.
It's really great. In fact, the same guy who's in Ghosts, the show, the American version I talked about last pod, is in this one as well.
Which, can we just talk about really quick? So, I watched the American one with two of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to like it. I did not like it as much as I liked the British one at all.
I finished... I've now finished the one. Yeah. I
don't think it's as funny, and maybe it's because I didn't see the American one first, but I don't think it's funny. No, honestly,
I think the first one, I watched a couple episodes, and I think it's funny-ish. I'm not like, it's not a good hearty ha-ha.
The first episode, I don't like how they basically did episode 1 and 2 in the American version, and it was so condensed. Mm. No. In the American version, they basically, combined the British one and two. Well,
mm-hmm.
And it was just so condensed. You didn't have a lot of background on why they got the house and just, I don't know, wasn't my fave.
Yeah, the British one I think is by far my fave. But yeah, I finished it. It's so good. But yeah, anyway, Britney runs a marathon. Highly recommend if you want to
10 out of 10, literally.
Yeah.
It's like heart-wrenching and... So
inspirational, motivational.
It's funny at times. It'll make you cry. It's really great. It might actually make you want to run a marathon.
And I love the fact that it was in New York because I've been to New York. I know you've been to New York.
Well, the New York Marathon just happened. So that was pretty crazy. You know, it's on my bucket list. I don't want to admit it, but...
To run a marathon?
To run the New York Marathon.
Really?
Yeah.
We should talk about our bucket list sometime.
Yeah, that could be fun. I feel like now that I've let it out there, a certain someone is going to hear it and be like, let's exercise.
Cody.
No. Me and I would exercise. I would exercise for Cody. Oh my goodness.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
We'll look into that more.
What can you do?
Yours?
Love Hard. It's a new movie on Netflix. It's a cheesy rom-com, but I actually made John watch it yesterday. Mm-hmm. He laughed. There was actually vocalizing laughter.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a romantic comedy for a guy to laugh is pretty rare. So I'm pleased.
My dad, honestly, is like that. Out of 10 out of 10, would watch. He's the one who's like, let's go ahead and put it on How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That's a good movie.
Yeah. That's my kind of guy.
Yeah. My dad will watch the rom-coms with my mom.
You would love this. It's about a lady who is online dating, and she travels 3,000 miles to see basically if she's going to get catfished or not.
Why would I love that? I would never do that. That is ridiculous.
Okay, they talked for a while.
What's a while?
It made it seem like it might have just been 2 weeks.
It sounds like it would have been 2 weeks. Only fools fly. Russian. Yeah, only fools Russian.
Or flying.
That's
really? Me. And she flew into like Lapine, New York or something.
Yeah, who does that? No sane woman flies to a destination to go meet a guy. That's serial killer 101, except for it's like a...
Well, no. I mean, through the movie, she actually physically talks to him, and they FaceTime. So...
How did he do that if he fish... Like, isn't like the one where he catfishes her?
I can't tell you how it ends. That's stupid, and I won't do it.
I don't like it.
So you're gonna have to watch it and let me know.
It looks Christmassy, though. Is it Christmassy? Is it a Christmas rom-com?
It's set during Christmas. I don't know what to tell you. It's not just all about Christmas, but, like, I'm a sucker for a good Christmas movie. Have you seen the movie Holiday in Handcuffs? Okay, we're going to watch it.
Yes, I've seen it.
Have you? Well, yes. With Melissa Joan Hart and Mr. Mario Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's great. It's, like, my favorite holiday movie. It's fine. Where she kidnaps someone to be her boyfriend for Christmas. It seems really...
legit. Sane. Reasonable.
Yeah. All of the words that Sierra just used are exactly what that movie is.
Christmas.
Ugh. I like it. Some of them are incredibly cheesy, though, so... I get it.
Like all Hallmark movies?
That one wasn't a Hallmark. It was ABC Family.
I know.
Which isn't too far off from that, but...
No, it's a spinoff.
But
it's
the children's ABC Family version. Freeform also gave us The Bold Type, which we love. And so there are some things that come out really great.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Snow Globe with Christina Milian.
I haven't seen that.
It's really good. It's funny.
One does not go out and search for Christmas movies like I do. I stay warm and hearty with my Halloween.
Warm and haughty.
Yep.
I know. I didn't watch Halloween Town this year, which I am super sad for. Maybe I need to go do that.
Yeah. Should look into that more.
Just repeat it.
Yep. All right. Want to jump in with the other one? All right. Let's talk about pet peeves because I've had a day and a half with them. So, Karens. I'm sorry if you are a nice Karen. But fuck Karens.
I've never met a nice Karen.
No.
All the Karens this week. I'm sorry that the name gives like a bad. Nope.
No.
I'm thinking about all the Karens I know.
Nope. Rude, abrupt. The ones who are not even named Karen. Those who act like a Karen.
Yeah.
I'm just so over it.
What happened to you? It feels like there's a specific example.
They haven't gotten enough dick. Or they've never been loved by anyone. That might be their origin story.
Interesting.
They're just... No. Rude. Yeah. Rude.
But did something specifically happen to you?
Lots of Karens this week. Just lots of Karens this
week. Well, at work, yeah.
All of the attitude. Yeah, nope. It's the energy that they're serving. I'm not about it. I'm just over it. I don't like it. So I'm just, it's part of my pet peeves. Karens.
I get it.
Yeah. Also, people who brake check you and they're the slow drivers. Those people piss me off more.
Okay, you know what cracks me up right now? It's a thing that's going around. I don't know if this was like a TikTok trend or something, because everything I'm just blaming on TikTok now. But putting on your car, student driver, please be patient. You're 78. You're not a student driver. Just put oldie but goodie. Or
can't, like, drive for shit. I mean,
I just, it's so bizarre. I keep seeing all these student drivers, please be patient. And I'm like,
okay. I think because most common people don't think, oh, you know, they're going to, you know, there goes grandma. No, it's like, oh, they're probably a student driver. Let's be, you know, let's be nicer to them. And I'm like, no,
they need to know the lay of the land.
We need to teach them the harsh realities that they're going to be facing by, and also drive efficiently. I had this jackass who drove slow. And then as we were trying to, we're on one road together, right? We're going down Roy Rogers. You know where they now have the separation where you can, they have the two lanes that you can go into. The slow ass motherfucker was trying to.
By the high school? Or after the high school?
No, after the high school. It's okay. No, before the high school.
Okay.
So this guy goes into the left side lane, and I'm like, perfect. I have the opportunity to pass him. There were people in front of him, and so they were driving the normal speed limit, but this guy was driving as slow as could fucking be. And then he decided, as I'm trying to pass him, he turns on his blinker and he starts to merge into my lane. I have to honk. He flips me off. I pass him. He continue, or as I'm passing him, flips me off again, has to roll down his window to flip me off. And then, not only that, I finally passed this stupid motherfucker, and then I was able to then get another bird from him from all angles. All angles. I got the finger from this guy, and I'm thinking, fuck you. Fuck to the you.
You're very passionate about this.
I fucking hate him. And I hope he knows that.
Okay, my go-to name is always Jordan. Like, it always is. And so, I can't say anything because it's your brother. And, like,
it's fine, okay? The person who hit me in my second car accident, their license plate is named Jordan.
Super.
One T or S-T. Dumb motherfucks.
So Jordan. It's the Jordan.
There needs to be in a male equivalent. All I can think is Joe. And I don't know why.
I was thinking Joe. I always go to Jordan. I don't know what it is. I'm really sorry, Jordan. Sierra's Jordan because, like,
he's a speed demon, but too. I mean, the thing is he's a speed demon and he knows how to drive efficiently. Whereas these slow motherfucks, I want to call them George, but Jordan also goes by George.
Jordan goes by George? Is he 60?
Rude.
Sorry.
George. Yes, he is also 60. But no. Your cat over there looks so peaceful, by the way. Look at her. Is it her?
I know. Willow.
Her name's Willow. That's so cute.
Like the tree.
Anyway, that's my pet peeves. If you're going to learn how to drive, learn efficiently, you dumb motherfucks.
Oregon, just like, get a scooter.
One of the new guys at work has a scooter, and I was just like, when did they start hiring kids out of middle school? Like,
like an electric scooter or like a moped?
Like a Razor scooter. And I was like,
does he live down the street?
And I'm pretty sure David was like, I hope you don't have to go far with that thing. And he's like, oh no, I'm only riding it so I can get to the bus stop. And I'm thinking, does mommy cut your crust off your PB&Js too?
Dude, honestly, the crust is the worst part, so I hope so.
Have you ever had... Okay, I know we have, I'm sorry, I'm derailing us on this one. Have you ever had a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Well, no, but I hate jelly, so. Are you adding that to the list? I'm adding it. Are you kidding me? You're such a child.
Who the fuck hates jelly?
People who don't, I don't like.
Do you like honey?
Of course. So peanut butter, honey, and banana.
Do that on a grilled. So grill honey and peanut butter. Do it like a grilled cheese.
Okay. Okay. I will try that. Thank you for, you know, thinking that I'm kind of okay.
What do you mean?
With the honey part. Gosh, if I would have said I don't like honey, I think you would have thrown something at me.
No. But jelly? Who?
I'm sorry. I don't like mashed fruit. I don't like pie either. I don't like fruit pie. I'm not American. I don't really care for baseball. Well, it's a hard time. I don't like apple pie, so I don't really know what's going on in life.
Okay, well, we're going to have to make that peanut butter and honey. I think it's probably one of my favorite sandwiches, because especially with the when the bread is all buttered up and crispy, and then it's just the peanut butter with the honey. So good. I actually probably prefer that over the peanut butter and jelly sandwich one, but I still prefer it too. I still love both.
All right, so let's go back to it since you totally skipped over it because you were really passionate about Karen. Things we're doing with our body. Go for it.
Yeah. Yoga. I totally forgot that section.
Are you doing yoga?
I kind of am at this point. Like, my physical therapy is pretty much yoga, breathing, stretching. So that is part of my physical therapy, and I need to do better about it. So I need someone to maybe start holding me more accountable about doing that.
You want me to text you at 3 a.m.?
Never at 3 a.m. I love you, but my love can only go so far. 3 a.m. is not it.
I would never put a condition on my love.
And I'm glad that you were the bigger person on that, but 3 a.m. is too early.
I've been working out!
No, I meant, like, never mind. This is going to only get me more in trouble. I know women.
I know.
But yeah, physical therapy, I need to do yoga, breathing techniques, child pose, cat-cow, kind of the basic stuff, and I need to work on doing that, so I need to start doing it. So, and I do have a fitness Instagram that I think I'm going to start posting more of that stuff on so I can start getting inspiration. And then watching, you know, more of Brittany Runs a Marathon, I think is going to
also... Just every day have it on a loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have to look into that. Yours, my sweets?
I put down the Peloton.
Yeah.
You must show me
what this Peloton is.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. I took a class with Robin this morning, and I think that's the closest I've ever been to death. My calves currently burn. And it was a 20-minute ride. Mm. So I'm, one, very out of shape, and two, like, not as tall as I think I am. Like, pull down the seat, Judy. It's fine. But I didn't really read the instructions before. I just, like, got into it because I was so jazzed, and it was starting in 2 minutes, so I didn't have time. So yeah, Robin killed me today, but it was, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably end up doing it later or else I'm just going to feel really not motivated. So
at 3 a.m. you want me to text you?
No.
I thought you said your love knows no bounds, bitch.
No, I'll probably do a ride tonight before bed though.
I will do my physical therapy and bring out, I will whip out my yoga mat.
Good. Take a picture. I'll take a picture. We'll send it. Check in.
Like it. Also, we can chart that in our Fitbit.
It's true. And we are currently in two competitions right now.
Yeah, shit. I don't even know what that is.
But I am in six. So... I have a lot of Fitbit friends, it turns out.
New daily readiness score. What are you? What's my score?
I know. It's really fun. Well, because John is actually using his Fitbit, so he was all like, oh, I want you to include me in things.
Oh, I know. I saw that your boyfriend stepped up for something, and I was like, Jonathan?
You're here?
Hello? Ooh, there's a new thing, new score stuff.
All for one.
No. There's, like, something new. See, check it out. New daily readiness score.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was going to look into what it was.
Yeah, I want to see. It's,
Well, you don't need to look into it right now.
No, I know. You've sent me how many? I didn't even see these things. Son of a bitch. Oh, my God. All the dog
No,
hair.
You're in the bingo.
No, I know. You've added me to... now I'm a part of four.
I know. It's a good time. I understand.
But, yeah. Hey, I got 10 hours and 8 minutes of sleep.
Hey!
Only an hour and 48 minutes of actual deep sleep, though, so for the win! Son of a bitch. Yeah, I need to figure out that. I want to figure out my sleep stuff so badly.
I know.
I think, I told my parents this year, I'm like, for Christmas, if anyone wants to help chip in to get me a new bed, that would be awesome. Or a new TV. Because I need to get a new TV. Those are my two large ticket items.
I need to maybe Black Friday at this time. I just hate that they've turned it into Black Thursday, so I'm not a super big fan of that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it either. Yeah. But anyway, famous people drama, you are solo on that one.
Well, I'm solo, but you still have opinions about it, so I feel like...
okay, fine.
We can talk about them and have, like, conversation. Let's start with Kim and Pete before we dive into the other one.
I've seen so much shit blow up on what this.
The actual H? I don't even know where to begin. There's, like, this actual Reddit thread that's going on now. Like, what do people see in Pete Davidson? Because he keeps dating all these people that are super Ariana famous Grande. And, like, beautiful and crazy. And people are like, well, he's not. So how does he keep getting them? And then they're, like, you know, questioning his...
manhood.
His size. That has something to do with it. Just like... all right. Well, it's not like you see it 24/7. So it can't be the end-all be-all. There are some times where you're going to hang out with this person with his pants on.
He's funny.
Well, yeah. On Saturday Night Live, he's funny. He just... I don't know what's up with his eyes. It's like he always has bags under them or...
it's called depression.
Super. I don't think that's what it is. But they're always blotchy red and...
or high. Maybe he's high.
Maybe. I don't know. High and tired or something. I don't know. It's just the weirdest combo I could have ever seen coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a weird combo. I mean, I thought that Megan Fox and... MGK was going to be a weird combo, but here we are. I secretly love them there. I do love them.
Yeah, you outly love them.
I outly love them. I don't secretly. It's the handshake, okay? It's the cutest fucking thing ever.
What was I watching? I think I was watching it today where someone has a handshake, and it was so cute. So cute.
I miss those. Remember when we used to have, like, best friends and you would have, like, your secret handshake and you guys were, like...
do you want to come up with a secret handshake?
Dude, are you the type that wants to do a handshake?
I guess.
I mean, I don't want you to do it out of pity, okay? Like, that's...
wow.
Not what I need. I don't need a pity secret handshake.
So emotional. Ooh, okay. So, anyways, moving on. Sierra's giving me the death glare.
You know, you scrunching up your cute little nostril isn't going to make anything better.
Fine. All right. Let's get into it. Astro World.
Yeah, that was a shit show. And
literally.
So incredibly sad that now
did you see the latest thing is that police officers were aware of it and recording footage?
Because they were hoping this would happen?
I don't know if they were hoping this was happening, but they weren't stopping it. They were recording footage of this stuff happening plus like him on stage performing. So it's like it feels really staged at this point.
and just like all of the tweets and Instagram posts that he's done before that he's now taken down.
Who?
Did you not hear about that? Travis Scott?
No.
He did a whole bunch of Instagram posts before with like where he had taken a picture of someone passing out at his concert and he's like, "You're my hero." And like then he did another post where this girl was literally bleeding from the eye and his caption was like, "I love you." And there's this whole I guess it's a conspiracy theory. I don't really know cuz a lot of things add up, but that this whole thing that he's in some kind of cult and demonic and this was like a sacrifice because the astral world, the whole way it's set up is kind of like demonic and hellish, and when you walk into it you actually are walking through the gates of hell. They actually have that decoration. That's part of their flair. So now there's like this conspiracy that like he wanted this to happen and he was sacrificing bodies. And that's why he didn't stop the show.
Well, in 2021, I guess.
It's so crazy sad. I don't even follow Travis Scott. I don't like that kind of genre at all.
I don't even know who Travis... I mean, I just know that he's
with Kylie.
Yeah, it's Kylie now?
Yeah, Kylie was there with Stormy.
Yikes. It's now confirmed 9 people have died. Yeah. That's sad.
And there were hundreds injured. And so this one guy had spoke up to a concert that they went to in 2017 and how he was pushed out of a window and paralyzed at a Travis Scott concert. It's pretty crazy.
Weird.
I know.
I don't even know all the weird shit that happens now.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird time.
But anyways, that was just the famous people drama. Yeah, I wish it was happier news.
Not a lot this week.
No, stay tuned for happier things next week on famous people drama.
Here's to hoping.
We're going to holiday season, so maybe people will be more cheerful.
Or depressed.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people get depressed during the holiday time.
I guess.
I am one of them.
It's true. It starts with all the shopping. Goes from there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we have a lot that I think that we covered this podcast.
We
got a lot done. I'm super stoked, though. I think we've got some really great ideas. If you guys are interested in seeing more like shopping purchases that we've done, fitness stuff that we're doing, you know, if you want to join us on stuff, let us know if that's something you're interested in. But we'll come up with some more stuff, and we'd love to hear your feedback.
Yeah.
So.
Hit us up on Insta.
And now we have
Facebook.
We have the Facebook.
You can contact us at our email, which is?
contact.ltfy.
Yeah, it's contact.lovethatforyou, but just the first letter of each word @gmail.com.
Podcast.
Yeah, at Love That For You Podcast. Wow, that took a lot.
Yeah, it's a long...
We'll post it in this description.
Yeah, we have that there.
For this week.
Where you also can find us on the gram or also... I think it's all that we have at the moment. So stay tuned. Oh my God, I'm going to take that lighter
away
from
you. I'm going to play with
this
electric lighter.
All right, guys. Have a fantastic rest of your week and join us next week.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.